This is 88.5 NEPM. Massachusetts lawmakers wrestle with budget, Fed rates, and a November tax vote. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, your quick look at the week ahead in Massachusetts government and politics. Colin Young of the Statehouse News Service joins us. Thanks for being here, Colin.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
The Federal Reserve held interest rates steady last week, even as energy prices jumped 30%. State lawmakers haven't commented publicly on the Fed's move, but it likely adds pressure as they work on the state budget. The announcement came out the same day a new report from Tufts University outlined the potential impact of an income tax cut headed for the November ballot. So, Colin, given those economic pressures, what options do Massachusetts lawmakers have for managing the budget, and how might that income tax ballot measure influence their decisions?
They don't have too many options at their disposal for managing the current budget. Part of that is because the budget year is about three quarters of the way gone. And so that means that a lot of the revenue that they are expecting is already collected, and a lot of the money that was to be spent has already been spent. That leaves fewer places where the administration could make budget cuts if they needed to do that. Thankfully, so far, tax collections have been fairly positive this spring. That's given the administration a good cushion. They haven't had to take mid-year budget actions. But I do think it's something that is on their radar every single day from here to the end of the fiscal year, determining exactly where things close out.
Let's head up to Maine for a moment. Maine's free community college program has enrolled 20,000 students since 2022, but its future is uncertain without permanent funding. A debate there is centered on costs, workforce needs, and questions about long-term sustainability. And I'm hearing remarkably similar concerns here in Massachusetts, where the state also offers free tuition at community colleges. What are lawmakers on Beacon Hill saying about the program's future here, and how does that approach compare?
This is a really interesting one to think about, Carrie, because what I hear a lot about the free community college program here is a promotion for it. And I think a lot of that might be because this was a program that Governor Maura Healey supported. Her administration got it off of the ground. And now that she's running for re-election, she's been using this program as a sign to voters that she's trying to make life more affordable for them. So she's been arguing that this is a positive step towards affordability. For that reason, I don't think we're going to hear lawmakers, or at least Democratic lawmakers, start talking about changing the program or rolling it back anytime soon. But we are hearing from the other side of the aisle that, sure, this might make life more affordable for some people going to community college, but it is adding a cost onto the state, about $120 million a year for the state. So as Republicans look for places where maybe the state could slash spending, this could be one that gets into their crosshairs.
Finally, Colin, with three budget hearings happening this week, what questions are likely to dominate those discussions, and how might they affect the state's priorities?
I think we're going to hear a continuation of the concerns from municipalities, whether that is funding for education, for transportation, or just general local aid. This has been the real thrust of the debate this spring around the budget. Local governments feel like the state isn't doing enough to help them. Of course, at the same time, the state feels like the federal government isn't doing enough to help it. So it's really a stress that is getting passed down the chain here. We heard last week concerns about unequal distribution of surtax revenues across the state, and attempts to try to equalize that a little bit.
Equity has got to be one of the concerns that we'll hear at the end of this week from HHS too, right?
Absolutely. That's an ongoing concern across the Health and Human Services spectrum, whether it's funding for public health, local public health efforts, and especially still issues with hospitals and access to hospital services across the state. That's something that after the collapse of the Steward system, policymakers really haven't totally wrestled to the ground. And so I think that's the type of thing we're going to hear more about, especially as the House rolls out its budget next month. and representatives begin to debate their budget plan.
Colin Young is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Colin, thanks.
Thanks, Carrie.
This is our weekly check-in from the State House. Subscribe to Beacon Hill and 5 wherever you get your podcasts. This is 88.5 NEPM.